We are up to page Tzadi Gimel. It is in the middle of Simin Yud Gimel. We learned yesterday, we're up to Dalit. Okay, we're up to eating and drinking. And let's right away jump into Dalit. Okay, let's start with Dalit. Also, Lechol Elishtoyes Elishon Bechem, you're not allowed to eat, drink, and sleep in the Beis HaKnes, Lafil Lushin Esarai. Okay, so this is discussing a Beis HaKnesses. A Beis HaKnesses, a place that is set aside only for davening. Where you daven, it has the ultimate Kedusha. You're only there for a few moments. It's like the Beis HaMikdash. You may not eat, you may not drink, you may not sleep, even a nap. The rabbi is giving a drasha, you fall asleep, you violate this halacha in the Beis in the Beis HaKnesses.
As an act of faith, I'm going to take a nap. Fall asleep.
So it's I accept. Lutzarech mitzvah. Now here he says something very interesting. In the Beis HaKnesses says there are exceptions. Lutzarech mitzvah kugoyin b'leil Yom Kippur mutlishan. That on Yom Kippur night you're allowed to sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. It appears this was a custom in ancient times. I remember when I was a very, very little Yom Kippur, I remember it being very different. I remember people, they hung around shul after that. And today, after Yom Kippur, at night, after Kol Nidre, and after the Maariv is over, everyone packs out, they go home. Everyone, as a child, davening is over, you're not going anywhere. Staying here. We're going to learn, we'll say Tehillim. You know, there was Yom Kippur, they say Shia Kovod. It was a whole different, people, they stuck around till late at night. Ad kedei kach, that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes that it was the custom this time, you just didn't go home. Yom Kippur, you spend the entire Yom Kippur, you sleep, you need to take a little nap at night, so you sleep not the entire night, you stay up in the shul and you learn, and you do whatever you need to do. So since it's Yom Kippur, it's Tzarech Mitzvah. Now I guess Tzarech Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is doing Tshuva, I assume that is the Mitzvah, Sayyim of Yom Kippur is doing Tshuva, so you need to be in that Mokum the entire day to intensify your tshuva. You are allowed to sleep, but here is something very interesting. There's a certain sensitivity. Ach yisrachik min ha'aron hakodesh. This is general halacha. Just because you're in the Beis HaKnesses and you're doing something you should not be doing, don't. You're going to do it. Right? You're going to eat. You come here and like this. You're going to eat. You're going to sit and have a whole meal, or you're going to read a book, or you're going to read. You're going to read the New York Times. It's not the right thing to read the New York Times in a shul. I don't think I'm saying anything extreme. It's not the right thing. You don't bring in the New York Times into a Beis HaKnesses. Even Jewish papers, it's nothing wrong with the Jewish papers, but it's not the place where you should really read. I know there's some people that are very critical of the Flappish Jewish Journal, why they put it in all the shuls. Because certain shuls, people are very well disciplined, so they take it and they take it home with them. They don't read it in the shul. But some places, some shuls, they're not so well disciplined. And in the middle of davening, everyone is sitting around and reading the Flappish Jewish Journal. That's wrong. That's definitely, okay, it's Jewish and it's clean and it's Torah. But it's not the place in the Beis HaKnesses. Okay, but let's put that in. Let's talk about the New York Times. It's certainly not the place in the Beis. But let's say, you know, you're going to do it. I'm going to do it. I can't control myself. I have to read the Times. This is my life. That's who I am. At least don't do it in front of the Aura. If you're going to do something that you really know deep down you should not be doing, but you can do it anyway, at least have the sensitivity to do it in the back. People make a mistake. Once I'm doing it, there's no difference doing it in the back of the shul, and there's no difference doing it right in front of the Aron Kodesh. That is definitely wrong. And then he points out there's something which is very simple, but yeah, I don't know, people don't seem to get it. And that's what he says here. He says here in Dalit, Ach yisrachik min ha'aron ha'kodesh, distance yourself from your ha'kodesh. V'chei lechol shalom tzarech mitzvah, another heter, you're allowed to have a bris. Suda she'en ba shichrus, v'loi kalis rosh mutter, you're allowed to have a sudas mitzvah, a beis ha'knesses, a siyum, a bris milah, you'll have as long as there's no people do not get drunk and come to levity. So this is already a base medrash. A base medrash where you learn the bekvias mutanim lechel, you're allowed to eat, felishan to sleep, shemafilush neskeva, even a long sleep. Shlo yispatlu milimudum nord not to be brought from learning. Ches kishabayim beis akneses srichem lehayras talmid chacham. So you have to consult with Talmidei Chacham how to build a Beis HaKnesses, something you can't take for granted. So that a lot of the things you'll be surprised of exactly how to build a Beis HaKnesses, and it's always
a Beis Medrash.
A Beis Medrash, because Beis Medrash, it's a different kedusha. It's.
But how is it built differently? It's based on its use, or it's based on how it's built.
Well,
it's a mindset.
Wait. What's your question exactly? When you build everything, when you build, whether you build a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash, you should consult with Talmidei Chachamim what to do. Don't just on your own build a Beis HaKnesses. There are halachas. Where should the bima be built? Should the bima be in the middle? Should it be in the front? Where should the Aron Kodesh? How should it be built? Are there benefits in doing it in the halacha? Where's Mizrach? That's a very complicated question today. Where do you put Mizrach? If it's more convenient, right? So there are many issues, and they're very complicated issues, and Talmidei Chacham have to be consulted. You face Eretz Yisrael. The issue is face. So here also, Mizrach is not Yik. You have to truly north. It's a little bit north.
Face East New York.
We face Yerushalayim from New York. It's south. Not right. It's a little bit south. Slightly south.
But mostly east.
Mostly east, but a little bit south. So that's why many people are matir to build the base medrash very easily, to build it Durham south, because it's not exactly east. It's a little bit south, so a little bit south gives us a license to dive in 100% south.
The old
Beis Medrash.
They face the door. They don't face with the Ishmael Esrei. 2/3 of the minion is facing the door. They said that,
which is east.
The pastor told them to do not to face the Aron Kodesh from the Ishmael.
Because the Aron Kodesh is not east, right? So that's his custom. That's
the Aron preempt the east. Does the east?
That's a very big question. The different customs, different minhagim. Mikra, there's a contradiction in the Mishnah Berurah. In the Mishnah Berurah, one place he says that you should always face the Aron, even if the Aron is not Mizrach. Another section of the Mishnah Berurah says no, exactly what Rav Herz Shachter says to do, and what they do in YU in the old Beis Medrash, not the new Beis, the old Beis Medrash, is where the Aron was not facing Mizrach, and when you daven Shmone Esrei, you should face.
It looks funny because everybody.
So then there's another issue of Leisa Skoy to do. Some people want to follow one custom, some want to follow the other custom, so that's also wrong. Everyone in one base Knesset has to take one minug. Everyone has to either face the Aron, or everyone has to face Mizrach. But it's not proper for some to be facing Mizrach, and for some people, Shalom Aleichem, welcome, how are you? And for some people to be facing, that's like Yidam the Tishtei Rishiyos.
So the translation is, you shouldn't read a newspaper facing east, because that's more important than the Aron.
Okay. And let's see. Okay, let's see Vav on the bottom. Now, these are some complicated issues. I don't have clarity in this. Okay, let's try to figure this out together on the bottom. On the bottom, we have over here Vav. Kishabainin Beis HaKnesses Ayimang Navram Shem Horeim Demuter Lispal Babaye Shahoye Boy Beis Tfilah Shalakma. You're allowed to have it in a church. In other words, if you're allowed to convert a church, a Rishus that was once a church, are you allowed to convert a church into a Beis HaKnesses? So it's mutter. It's no longer a church. Even though this was built l'shem Avodah Zarah, they built this structure l'shem Avodah Zarah. Now it's possible because they've sold it to a shul that's been converted, so it's mutter. Uve el yirab sham kasa defilu achi Beis HaKnesses shakavua. Also, lasos mimenu, you're not allowed to make. I'm not clear what he means over here. You're not allowed to make it into a kavua. So if you go back a step, mutul lisval b'bayi shahoya bo beis tifla shalakum. But don't make it into a beis haknes kavua. there's something I'm missing. There's something I don't know what the case is. There's something we don't know about what the case is. If you learn the case, it's very simply a church, and you want to make a church into a shul. The bottom line is it's mutter, and you can make a church into a shul. That's the minute we make. Over there, halacha shan hela, the elu bate tefilon tiflosam shemamidim sham eli lehem aser lebeis hakneses.
Maybe they don't know how to get rid of the
other Zohar. I don't know, not really. Maybe you have you're discussing a case where you have one big room, and they use like they have in the hospitals, the chaplains, the whole question. You go in these big rooms,
the chapels,
and they have everything. So they have.
Said in the army, he had the Beis HaKnesses. This goes back to the '40s. They had the altar and the oracle.
Flip. Exactly, right. It seems like he's discussing that type of case. He's discussing a case where you have a room, you have a structure, and in the structure there's a tzelem, or there's some of the zara, and you want to daven mincha. Fordham College, in law school.
Yeah. Maybe it is a church.
Right.
And this church has a social hall.
Right, exactly. That's
the social hall
be used for a shul. Or even you go, let's say you go to one of these Christian colleges, Christian schools, one of the law schools, wherever you go, every room they have at Salem. And you have a lot of frum students, the one that have mincha, one that have ma'ariv. You got to go into the hall, or the hallway, or whatever, or even in one of the classrooms, and a lot of da'a mincha. So what should you cover up for the few moments, cover up the cross? They might get upset. They don't get upset, they do, they don't. But let's say no one's watching and you're going to cover up the cross. Are you allowed to daven mincha? Because in this room, there's a tzelem. It appears that's what he's discussing. He's not discussing selling a church to a shul. Selling a church to a shul, it's bottle. It's no longer called a church. You want to see that they built a L'shem church? No, that's not mistaken what he means. He means over here, sometimes a situation where there's still some type of avodah zarah. A tzelem is a very big machlokes in the Paiskim if a tzelem is an avodah zarah mamish. This tzura, what it represents, the different types, it's not so simple. But it appears something along those lines, and he writes over here different opinions. Some say yes, some say not. The little minigas to be makel, just don't make it into a Beis HaKnesses kavua. Okay, I don't have a clarity in what he's discussing because it's not clear. He's not presenting the case clearly. It's mutter as long as there's no tzelem, there's no shesi ve'erev, v'chein or images or idols, v'chein b'shail tshuvis ein yitzol kasev gamkin lahatir al b'shail tshuvis maram shik b'shail tshuvis machzei v'ayim. Okay, so he presents many different opinions about these types of situations where the makom is miyuchid for. A different religion. What exactly they're doing in that religion, I don't know, because today everything is so complicated. There are many different variations of every single type of religion, and you want to use this for a minyan for mincha ma'ariv. Kei chaluk ideas. It's not clear exactly what the halacha is. Next, Baruch Haschayim, Hevi, Mishailus, Uchubus, Pina Sabais, Le'esolasas, Mesakneses, Melkam, Shay Shabbos, Tzvila. It's a famous shiur from Rav Moshe about making, about this issue. You want to make what used to be a mikvah, you want to make it into a shul. Now, a mikvah has the same halachic status based on merchats as the bathhouse. And it's a makom metunaf. It's not a clean place. It's not a makom of kavod. So making into a place that was once a base tefillah, are you allowed to do it? So here he writes, it's osur. The isab shulchan aruch, the osur limkar beis hakneses le beis tefillah, you're not allowed to sell. There are limitations of what you can do when a community, they move on, they make aliyah, for good reasons. Community picks up, and they go to Eretz Yisrael, and they have a shul. What do you do with the old shul? You have to sell it. So what? There are things that you're not allowed to sell it for. You're not allowed to sell it for, even for a mikvah, you're not allowed to convert a shul. So just like you can't sell a shul to a mikvah, you're not allowed to take from a mikvah and make a mikvah into a shul, because it's not, I guess, I'm assuming this means without doing the significant renovations. If you're doing major league renovations and it's no longer noticeable as once a Beis HaMerech, that's fine. But if you're not doing any renovations, you just, you know, everyone sees this is the mikvah. It's just we're davening mincha here. We're making this into our shul. That is awesome. Broad. Hello, Esther. It's awesome. I'm Shul Shuvus Marasham. The Mudlikach Avonim Lovel Halaveinim Meamerchatz Hayoshev Vlasas Menu Besamedrash. Do Keshinu Imaisa Veshinu Hashem. If you mamish, it's so different. Like I said, new renovations, major renovations. It's no longer noticeable. Of course, going to be motive. I'm Shul Shuvus. The Ayn BeSharit Shuvah Heavy Mishal Shuvus Panam Meiros. The Im also Shinu Imaisa BeGufa Shal Merchatz. Like we said, Shalker HaTanur. You take out the heating component. Vyasu Menu BeBayis LaDurbo Mutul LaVarchbo Lukvay Mezuzim. Of course, if you do major renovations like today, again, we don't relate to this because we live in a very affluent society and everything we do today, it's very nice. Ancient times, it was very primitive. If you have a mikvah, you make a mikvah into a shul. So everything remains the same. The benches are the same. The hooks are the same. The towels are the same. Everything is the same. It's a much more primitive society than it's a bazaar that it's also. But if you're going to do renovations, it's going to be mutter. Next page. Kostam Shavs the two is off. Shein last place space akneses the bottom sheyesh behadira shalavali menu dover migune going akum the dover tinov shadover ze in a maniach hatil al slamail ayin sham storefront. Right, you make a shul and a downstairs storefront, and upstairs you have people that are doing not such good things. There's a business upstairs selling not such kosher merchandise. You know what I mean? All these types of things that's wrong because we don't relate to this. This is a supernatural concept. The tumah that is in the vicinity of the Beis HaKnesses will prevent the kedusha of the tefillah does not mix of going to Shemayim. The ayin b'shalos tshuvas avinezer tafilu im al gabi achedish mispalim sham dor yisrael lemalim enu dor akum gam kein osir. These are very big chumras. We don't allow machmir like this. If a goy lives upstairs, the shul is downstairs, and the goy is upstairs. The goy being upstairs is going to be ma'akev the tefillah from going to Shemayim. It's a very big chedish. The Aron, right? Yeah.
The Aron Kodesh has airspace. It's
Kedusha. There's a hakpada today, right?
You can't have a bedroom on top of your Aron Kodesh.
It's a very big problem. Ideally, it's not a good thing to live on top of a shul. That's
certain rebbes.
All rabbis on top of their shul, right? It's not a good thing. It's known that a Beis HaKnesses is not a very ideal situation for a person to live on top of a shul. It's done all the time. It's done all the time because Parnassa, that's unfortunately the way it is.
I'll tell you what the answer is to make the house, so to speak,
Build it all tonight.
Just like that. So you're building a house to live in, and then you've
is one thing that everyone is makpid on. Even though many people have no choice, they have a lot of rabbonim or rebbes, they live in their shul. Part of the job, out of town, I have a friend, he's a rough out of town. So he lives upstairs, the shul is downstairs, and he lives part of the job. And the rabbi has a very large apartment upstairs. It's on top of the shul. You have no choice. I mean, that's part of the job. That's the parnasa. And certainly all these shtiblichlis, the rabbonim in the neighborhood, but one thing that everyone is very makpid on is don't put your bedroom on top of the Aron Kodesh. Wherever the Aron Kodesh is, that area is a closet. Upstairs, what? Beis HaKisi also, correct. That area on top of the Aron Kodesh should be off limits, should be a closet, a storage area, should not be a place where you are actually living. Should not be your bedroom, and should not be a place that you mentioned. Should not be a place of Beis HaKisei for many practical reasons. Like there's a leak. There's a leak. The pipe leaks. You can ruin all the Sefer Torah. That's the practical reason, but that's a very important thing. I don't know who this how to pronounce this. Mi Rad Mishul Matir Mishum De Atzuros Tulim Al Kois LeYachedir VeEinim Neged Chlal Dira HaTachtoina. So first he points out over here that not everyone is so machmir. Have a goy living upstairs. It's not the end of the world because what's the problem? So he reveals to us what the problem is. When you have a guy living upstairs, the guy is going to hang up pictures on the walls and the pictures are not katznias to get pictures, or they're pictures of avodah zara, things which are don't mix well with kedusha. So he says, so what? The pictures are not mamish over the aron. The pictures are on the walls. So there's the beis hakneses. The kedusha goes up. It's not interfering with the walls. So what's the big deal? He's matir mishum dehatsuras tuluyim al kois leacheder the einam neged chalal dir hatachtoina sheyichadu lebeis hakneses. So what's the big deal? The gam hayoyim ein oivdim litzuras halalukim luvuran. And also today, even the goyim they're living. What are they doing? They mamish worship. The Zara, the most going to are not very religious, they're not bowing down to these images, and therefore today, and certainly if it's only temporary, it's not a permanent Beis HaKnesses, certainly there's no prohibition to have a shul in a palm building where, or in some type of structure where you have goyim living on top of the shul. Okay, next, come on, fine. Now let's now go, now we begin our Tches. Now the last part of Halacha, we'd have to go and ask a Talmud. When you build a Beis HaKnesses, you should consult Talmud Chachamim. Why? What do you need to ask Talmud Chachamim about? So he brings down some examples. Now this is a very hot topic, especially in time of the Chassam Sefer Reform. Reform, one of their innovations was to put the Bima in the front. Not to put the bima in the center, but put the bima where you lean from in the front so that people can see the chazan, they can see the shots, so on and so forth. So this became more of a halachic issue, it became more of a statement. A statement that we are not part of tradition, we are breaking away, we are making innovations. So it became a hot topic. But here he writes, that the bima shall be in the center of the Beis HaKnesses. Or Mekor Me'ashas, or Yushalmi, the Zohar HaKadosh, he brings all the source, all the Gemaras and the Mekoras. The Ayin B'shal Shuvas Chassam Sofer. The Yah Beis HaKnesses Ketana Shev Shul Shmoy Kol HaKorei. Gam Imi Yamedes Eitzel Ha'orin HaKadosh. If you look Haki Osor, even, what's the reason why, if you look in all the sources, you will discover the reason why the bima was put in the center is because since the bima, it's the place of Limud HaTorah, we want everyone to hear. It's critical. So the best chance everyone will hear will be in the center. In the front, if the brand Chazan, you don't have to hear the word of the Chazan, as long as you'll daven yourself, you'll get the Rashi Prakim. But to hear every word clearly, then we don't want to take any risks, we'll put it in the center. But let's say we have a small shul, and the acoustics are phenomenal, so there's no need to put the bima in the center, put the bima in the front, so the reason doesn't apply. No, he says, even in such situation, Osir, this is the Chassam Sofer, the Minim Shas, the Anshe Alexandria, how you mamidim habim biyamsa afshe, the lav hochi lo ha yushoimim vutsruchu lohanif besudarim. The proof is from Anshe Alexandria, Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, that a massively large Beis HaKnesses, a theater, no one could hear one word. Even though the bima was in the center, no one can hear one word. So if no one can hear one word, why bother putting the bima in the center? Put the bima in the front. If the only reason why putting the bima in the center, one should hear, and anyway they can't hear, so put the bima in the front. The fact that they still remark but to put the bima in the center shows that the bima being in the center is more than just a matter of being able to hear. It's the tzura of the Beis HaKnesses, which appears to come from the Beis HaMikdash, when the Kohen Gadol would lean from the Torah on Hakel, and would lean the Melech, when the Melech would lean on Hakel, 17 years, and when the Kohen Gadol would lean the Torah on Yom Kippur every single year, the Gemara says they put the bima in the emtza of the Ezras Noshim, was in the center. So being our bima is taken from the Kohen Gadol's bima. This comes from the bima of the Melech when he taught Torah to Klal Yisrael, and there the bima was in the center. So we emulate that by also putting our bima in the center. Let's go further. The kocha ha yucham mohanif pesudarim and abima ha yibasef l'malah wouldn't make a difference. El al karchach. So why then do they put they have a bima? The davkot tzarch liyos beemsa v'taymo sh'onu machzikim abimo k'mo mizbeach. Another reason. I told you one reason. Another reason. The mizbeach. Our bima corresponds to the mizbeach and the choshes. And where is the mizbeach? In the center, right in the middle of the azara. That's why on Sukkot, what's the proof? Proof is in the pudding. What's the proof? Because on Sukkot, when we go around the Hakafis, we go around the Bima. Why the Bima? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they went around the Mizbeach. It must be the Bima corresponds to the Mizbeach. And in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach was in the center, so our Bima must be in the center. LeDavid, v'shal shuvus meishav davar lehatziv, v'chsav soif, v'shal shuvus mahari asad, shekulam kasu le'esar. They all prohibit putting the bima in the front. The bima must always be in the middle. V'shal shuvus maharam shek kasav defilum ham emeschavnim rach l'tzerach harchavas hamokam v'loy lehistamnus. So right away he's revealing over here a little hint. Why so much do people want to put the bima in the front? What was the nisayon? Why were the reform? Why were they so desperate to put the bima in the front? Because they want to be similar, to be cultured to the church. There was fierce competition between the church and the shul. We don't appreciate this bizman hazeh, Baruch Hashem. It's not an issue bizman hazeh, but it was a big issue then, competing with the church, and the church was in the front, so we want to be in the front. So, let's say that's not an issue. Like today, it's a dead issue. No one over here is putting wants to put the beam in the front because they want to be like the church. It's not an issue. Why then would you want to put the beam in the front? Because it's nicer to put it in the front. You're able to accommodate more seats. It's able just the structure, the architectural situation is such where it just makes more logical sense to put the beam in the front. It's not because you want to be like the goyim. No, he says, so what? You have to still be careful. Gam kein yesh iser mishum uvich gosem loisilechu. He says, so what? It doesn't matter. It is still a prohibition. The bima has to be in the center. Ayin sham. V'agun atziv mevi sham l'zeh mashakosav harambam. Al tovo is ki zikna imecha pasik. Don't disgrace your mother just because she's old. Tahayin shlo yalik al takonis hacham afmi sheheim yeshenus v'kad monios. Even though the reason doesn't apply, bizman hazeh, don't disparage, don't disgrace what Chazal have taught us. It must be in the center, and that is the bottom line. Now you should be aware though that many people are very liberal. It has to be in the center. Okay, I'm asking.
Where's center?
Center. Now there's a very liberal interpretation of what is center. Right? What is center? Like you have many shuls. I'm talking about like real Haredi shuls. The beam is not in the center. It's close to the front. So, but it's not the center. As long as there's a chair, there's one row of chairs in front of the bima, that's already called center. Or as long even many shuls don't even have rows in the front. They have as long as the amud is in front of the bima. As long as there's some open space in front of the bima, it's not mamish on the stage. It's not connected. That in our understanding is called the center. It's a very liberal. Every shul comes on to this. Every shul comes on to a very liberal interpretation. Of course, center. We're not going to violate a whole page of Maamar Mekaymos that tell us watch out. But this is center. I told you once, I went to a shul not so long ago, the bar mitzvah, they put a bash in the back. Why? Because the women's section, the women are in the back. It was never really built a shul for a women's section. It was only built for men. So they improvised a women's section. They cut out a wall, they put some windows, and there's a bar mitzvah. So normally the bima is really closer to the front. It's pretty close to the center, not mamish center. It's, I would say, 35% towards the front. It's not 50, but for a bar mitzvah, and on Purim, they move it all the way to the back. Oh, but it's not in the center. It is in the center, because it's not touching the back wall. There's some empty space between the bima and the back wall. A liberal interpretation of the center, all to enhance the listening pleasure of the Nashim Tzidkaniyos behind the other side of the Mechitza.
So, the acoustics are not good. It's better to be in the back, because the people in the front can hear better.
Because you're facing them. The voice,
yeah,
you're facing them. That's right.
The people behind us.
But it's not aesthetically pleasing to come to shul and see the beam in the back. We know that. Part of the beauty of a shul is the bima. You make a beautiful bima, an expensive bima. It depends. I mean, some depends where you go. Some shuls have outstanding, beautiful bimos. Some some have very ordinary bimos. But okay, one more. We'll finish one more. Ezin, you live nice. You have to ask. Tell me the chum exactly how to build it. Ayin b'shas tshuvas halachas ketanas kahal shabanu or shakanu beisakneses diamar hashatz v'baruch atoy v'ameitiv. Shaila. Here's a shaila. This is an interesting shaila. When you have a Chanukah space hakneses, how often in life do you go to such events? Not very often. Have an opportunity to go to a Chanukah sabayis for a beis hakneses, a beis hamedrash. So the shaila is, what do you do? What's the ceremony? What do you do? So generally they dance in the Sifrei Torah. Right? That's, they go from the old shul to the new shul and they take the Sifrei Torah if the new shul is in the location. If it's in the same location, then I don't know, then maybe they take the Sifrei Torah out, they go in. What do you do? When you have a Chanukas Habayis for a Beis HaKnesses, do you make the bracha hatoiv their hametiv? So he says, kehal shabon, they built oisha kanu Beis HaKnesses, the yamid hashatz, the shliach shall get up, and the yivorech, he shall make the bracha hatoiv their hametiv. You should make the bracha. Over shalz shuvus chasam soifer nirisham the maskim muzeh, he's maskim. You make a bracha. V'chein I don't know what that stands. V'chein oruch oruch no ayin vav. I don't know what that stands for. Kosav bebeis hakneses shenisraf rachmanu letzlan ubanu leisla bechazor hela sham demavarich lohifs. If it was burnt down, you make a build a new shul. You make a bracha tov ametiv. Umash mesham deshechianu loyivarich. You don't make a shechianu. You make, because shechianu is when it's personal. Shechianu is when you have personal gain. Tov ametiv is when you make something new. Tov ametiv is basically the same as shechianu, but when many people, other people besides yourself, have pleasure. The shechianu loyivarich. V'steichem herich oid bezeh. V'shalas tshuvas l'vushim Mordechai nishal I yesh eiz etikun lemar bebinyan beis hakneses is. Is there something you shall say? Is a certain psukim you shall in yesh is a tikun loymar? Any psukim, any brachas, b'nei sakneses, heishiv shalimotzim, izek klum, avokish. Nigmar binyan tzrichim lasay sudas mitzvah kemoy b'beis hamikdash kedisa b'shabeshas. So he says he doesn't mention making a bracha, but he does say you shall have a su'udah. You shall have, just like when they finished the Beis HaMikdash, they had Shlomo HaMelech, he celebrated for 14 days, he made a Seuda, that is required. So the combination of these two together, it appears, you do make a Toivu native, and you do are and you're required to have a Seuda. I don't know, for some reason, I've been to a few of these, and I've never seen them make any brachas. I don't recall. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. I don't recall they made a bracha. You go to a chalukah space, base haknesses. To make a tov ametiv, it says here you make a tov ametiv. It says here a whole list of people make a tov ametiv. So why don't we make a tov ametiv? Maybe we do. I don't know. I'm just not paying attention. But he does say that that's the proper thing to do. Okay, we will stop here. We'll take a break.